Have you ever traveled through Penn Station and thought, this is nice? Didn't think so. Penn Station is confusing, and it's claustrophobic, and quite frankly, it smells. But this week, our We the Commuters project is all about getting to know Penn Station better and making us all a little smarter when it comes to navigating the place. So here to kick things off is WNYC's James Ramsey. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie.
Has it always been this way?
Well, no, in fact. And when you look at old photos of the original building, the McKim, Mead & White sort of Beaux Arts atrium with the vaulted ceilings and the big columns, it's beautiful. It looks kind of like
really
Grand Central.
Is.
And what happened was in the 1960s, Penn Station had fallen into disrepair, and there was no Landmarks Commission at the time to preserve the building. So the city tore it down, leaving us with the underground rat maze that we have now.
So is there any hope at the end of the tunnel?
I'm not sure if we're getting a pretty new building anytime soon, but if we focus on the little things, we can indeed make it a bearable experience. That's what we're doing this week. So here's an example from a story that WNYC's Jim O'Grady and Nancy Solomon did back in 2012 about how to deal with Penn Station.
So we're in the main hall now.
Of the Amtrak waiting area.
All right, let's see if we get stopped when we walk in.
You're supposed to have an Acela ticket to get in here, but we just walked in. That's another tip for travelers through Penn Station. This nice air-conditioned waiting area, you can, with the right amount of moxie, just sort of brazen your way in. Oh, and what have we here?
Hiding behind a pillar is a very nice, very clean...
Carrie, do you know what they found?
Pot of gold?
Even better, Penn Station's only water fountain is hidden behind a pillar in the Amtrak waiting area.
No kidding. That's a good piece of trivia.
Oh, funny you should mention that, because we posted a quiz on our site for you to test your Penn Station knowledge.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm going to try that. You can find it at wnyc.org/commuters.
And we also want your Penn Station survival tips. So share them with us on Twitter using the hashtag WeTheCommuters or give us a call at 855-8-MY-WNYC. That's 855-869-9692. We may play your comments on the air. Tell us how you get around Penn Station.
Thanks a lot, James.
Thanks, Carrie.